This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UN Human Rights Chief says Ethiopia's year-long war has been marked by extreme brutality as a joint investigation into alleged atrocities faults all sides for committing abuses. She says the big number of violations are linked to Ethiopian forces and those from neighboring Eritrea. The investigation was hampered by authorities' intimidation and restrictions and didn't visit some of the war's worst affected locations. The report is a rare collaboration by the UN Human Rights Office with the government-created Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. It comes a day before the war's one-year mark. Africa's second most populous country is in a new state of emergency as rival Tigray forces threaten the capital. Islamic State militants set off an explosion at the entrance to a military hospital in the Afghan capital Tuesday, killing at least 7 people, a senior Taliban official said. It was one of the most brazen IS attacks yet since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in the summer. A Taliban spokesperson said 3 women, a child, and 3 Taliban guards were among those killed. He added 5 attackers were also killed. Belarus sentenced 2 members of the rights group Vyazna Wednesday to prison time for their support of last year's protests against the country's authoritarian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, the NGO said. Leonid Sudilenko was handed 3 years in jail, while his colleague, Tatiana Lasitsa, was jailed for 2.5 years following a closed-door trial, Vyazna said in a statement. The pair was arrested for their support of mass demonstrations that erupted across Belarus following a disputed presidential election last year that saw Lukashenko claim a 6th term in office. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has launched a wide-ranging plan to reduce methane emissions, targeting a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming. Methane packs a stronger short-term climate punch than even carbon dioxide. The plan was announced Tuesday as U.S. President Joe Biden wraps up a 2-day appearance at a United Nations climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. The plan would tighten methane regulations for the oil and gas sector and crack down on leaks from pipelines. A proposed rule would for the first time target emissions from existing oil and gas wells nationwide rather than focus only on new wells. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Tuesday it was important to guard against false hopes at the United Nations climate conference in Glasgow, but some progress had been made during the opening days. Johnson said he was cautiously optimistic there was, quote, a very long way to go, end quote, in the 2-week summit. He said the eyes of the world were on all countries, negotiators who he compared to an explosives disposal squad trying to defuse a ticking time bomb. However, Johnson said, according to current pledges, wealthier countries would be late in hitting the goal of $100 billion in climate financing for their developing counterparts. China will guarantee supplies of daily necessities, including meat and vegetables, and stabilize their prices, state media quoted the cabinet as saying Wednesday. China will effectively implement fine-tuning and preemptive adjustments of policies, the cabinet was quoted as saying. The government has told families to keep daily necessities in stock in case of emergencies after COVID-19 outbreaks and unusually heavy rains that caused a surge in vegetable prices, raised concerns about supply shortages. China's climate envoy is defending his country's pace of emission cuts at the Glasgow Scotland Climate Summit. Veteran climate negotiator Xi Zhenzhao spoke to reporters at a press conference at the summit Tuesday. China's dependence on coal power helps make it the biggest current climate polluter, although the nation in recent years has made commitments to start curbing emissions. Hindus across Nepal honored their dogs with baths, garlands, and special treats Wednesday, the second day of the 5-day Tihar festival, during which even crows and cows get respect. Devout Hindus consider the dog to be the messenger of Yamaraj, the god of death, and believe that worshiping the animal makes him happy. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.